Multiple countries whose citizens died when Iran shot down a passenger jet last week are demanding an international investigation and compensation for the families of victims. Iran has promised accountability, but so far it's releasing few details about how the investigation will be conducted. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
Lighting a candle for the 176 people who died on Ukrainian Airlines flight PS752, the foreign ministers of Canada, Ukraine, Britain, Sweden and Afghanistan promised to seek justice for them. Canada's foreign minister, François-Philippe Champagne, says Iran must be open about its response to the downing of the plane.
I think what the world is asking today is full accountability.
The ministers are demanding Iran comply with international standards in identifying the victims' remains and grant full access for foreign officials responding to the tragedy. Compensation and a transparent judicial process for those held responsible are also on the list, as is the involvement of the Dutch government, which oversaw the investigation into the shooting down of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 5.5 years ago.
But we also, as the international community, needs to make sure that we learn from MH17 and PS752.
Iran's response to date has fallen far short of most of those demands. Governments complained of visa delays for their officials and recovery specialists, and it's still not clear how the crash investigation will be conducted and coordinated and which agencies will be involved. Iran's judiciary also announced it had arrested an undisclosed number of people for shooting down the plane, but didn't say who they were or what role they played. Iran's government's also in the middle of another international crisis, the unravelling of the nuclear control deal known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA. The country's president, Hassan Rouhani's, boasted about Iran's breaches of the deal, which it began committing 1 year after the United States withdrew from the JCPOA and imposed crippling economic sanctions on Iran. Today, our daily uranium enrichment is more than before we signed the JCPOA, he says. President Rouhani's warned that Iran is very close to war with the United States, but says Donald Trump's erratic behaviour is the reason. Can you or someone in this world tell me if what Trump will do tomorrow is predictable, he says? Not someone from here. Can someone in America say that? And not in America, can even one of his advisers inside the White House itself say that he's predictable. European nations have been pressuring Iran to return to compliance with the nuclear deal by invoking its dispute resolution mechanism this week. But Iran says Europe is to blame by not helping it find a way to circumvent the US sanctions and provide economic relief to its struggling population. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchek reporting for AM.